Hello again, this is Ian Wessner with Together We Serve, and I am here today with Millie Wood. Millie, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
So, you seem to have a pulse on so many events going on, such as the March Across America. How do you get wind of things? What's your information network?
If it has to do with active duty or veteran services, I get a phone call. This happened, a woman who arranges for speakers on radio for interviews called me and said, I understand you're the person to talk to for the state of New Mexico. What have you got? And she said, I have a Marine who's marching across America, and that's how that happened. But I'm the founder of Military Appreciation Warriors, which gives a nonprofit organization that gives honor and tribute to the troops. Mm-hmm. And bring them into the Rio Doso area, put them up free of charge, feed them, and particularly those who are about to be deployed, or maybe mm-hmm. they're just back from deployment. Doesn't matter. It could be a birthday, whatever. We like to show them that we appreciate their service. Mm-hmm. After all, they signed that check, a blank check, up to and including their very lives. Mm-hmm. So we all owe these people, not just certain ones. They fought for all Americans.
Certainly.
And that's what kept us free. So it's a pleasure to do it.
Well, that actually kind of answers my second question. It's like, why is it so important for you personally to be, I guess, the one to be reached out to and reaching out into these sorts of events?
Well, I grew up during the Depression. Mm-hmm. I was born in 1933. That makes me 80 years old. So I can remember many of the wars and how grateful we were when our boys came back mm-hmm. and how saddened we were by the losses. Mm-hmm. And it's just something in following through. My husband was a Russian linguist. He was taught Russian during the Korean campaign. Mm-hmm. And we lived in Germany. And I've just been connected with the military for 50 years or more. So it's something that we all need to be doing to show our gratitude for our men and women. Today's active duty will be tomorrow's veterans.
Sure.
And our today's veterans were active duty yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it all goes together. It's all for the peace of this great nation.
Absolutely. So, now, as a military spouse, do you have any particularly fond memories or something, maybe a single incident of your marriage to your serviceman?
Well, as I mentioned, my husband was a Russian linguist. He mm-hmm. was born and reared in San Antonio, Texas. Mm-hmm. And we went through some severe security checks because as a Russian linguist, if you flunked out of Russian language, you became crypto. So, and several of them did. But I had security checks up and down. We get over to Germany, and we live in an area where there's communist sympathizers. We lived with communist sympathizers on the economy. And I can remember when we bought an old Opel, and it was getting really, really cold. My husband said, I need to check and make sure we have enough antifreeze for the car. So the landlord says, I know some good mechanics. He called the mechanics. One is driving. My husband's in the front. His friend and my husband's friend in the back. It was during the foshing season. They were drunk. Mm. They hit a tree, and if they hadn't hit the tree, they would have gone into the Fulda River.
Oh, goodness.
So we could have done without that experience.
But everyone got out all right.
Everybody got out all right. And I was mentioning earlier that when our first baby was born, I had come back from Germany because if I'd stayed any longer, I would have had to have stayed two more years. He had had to stay over there two more years. And they patched us through, the doctors patched us through to from my husband to me, and the doctor spanked the baby and made her cry for him. So, good memories. Military is a good life.
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.